Anyway, I just want my daughter to be kind. You know, that's it. I just want her to feel good. And it's just so hard now with so much hate and racism in the world, right? Thankfully, we're here in Newfoundland, which is nice. It is, man. It's great here in Newfoundland because even when people say racist shit here, they're still coming from a place of love, don't they? It's true. I mean, it's true. I have been on the receiving end of many hate love crimes here in Newfoundland. Oh, man. One time I was in Deer Lake Airport and this probably 78-year-old woman built like a tauntaun. Man. Legs on her and just come barreling towards me while I wait for my luggage. She grabs onto my arm. Shama Jonner, we loves you. You know us, we loves you down here. Oh, my dear, we loves you so much. And honestly, Sean, you do the best packy, she said. Hard to get mad at it. Hard to get mad at it. That's lovely. I love that. It was the love hate. It's like anywhere else you'd be shot, but there I was like, thank you, my love. Thank you. We were doing a TV show on national TV, and it was a show called Magender Manor, and we were doing this thing where we had this girl who we grew up with, my sister and I went to school with, and she was on national TV describing what we were like growing up, and she was like, oh my God, we loved Sean and Ronnie growing up. They were some sweet. I remember seeing them in the back of the bus. There they were, like two little burnt babies, honest to God. We loved them. That is beautiful. Hard to get mad at it. Hard to get mad at it. But there's real hate out there. There's real hate. I don't want my daughter being involved in all this actual hate. We were sitting there watching the YouTubes once recently. I got her on my knee and I'm bouncing and this video pops up of this woman in Alberta. I don't know if you've seen this video. This woman in Alberta, she's sitting across from a couple of Afghani new Canadians, right? And they're speaking their language. And she leans over, she's hammered. And she's like, hey, buds, you're in Canada now. Maybe you should speak like a Canadian. And they're like, what do you do? We are Canadian. She goes, oh, yeah, you pay taxes? No, Frank, leave me alone. You pay taxes? Of course we pay taxes. Leave us alone. She's like, hey, don't get smart with me, darky. I tell you, no, Frank, leave me alone. I'll come over there. You better watch it because you're talking to a Canadian woman right now. If you don't watch your mouth, I'm going to reach across this table. And I'm going to punch you right in the friggin' mouth. And I'm there with my daughter. I'm like, holy shit. Now, this woman, she got into trouble, man. She was labeled a racist. She lost her job. I felt bad for her, you know? I really did afterwards because the social media destroyed her, you know? Because as we all know, you guys, reaching across the table and punching you right in the friggin' mouth is a proud part of our Canadian heritage. And all she was doing was sharing our culture with these new Canadians, educating them. I thought it was lovely. In fact, you know, hey, come on. Do you guys still celebrate reach across the table and punch you right in the friggin' mouth day here? It's one of my favorite holidays. In Newfoundland growing up, I remember it was the third week after Lent, and that would be the beginning of reach across the table and punch you right in the friggin' mouth week. And there'd be all these different events, right? We go door to door singing songs, and we put a little table. As soon as the person answers, you just reach across the table, punch them right in the mouth. And then you pay past the punch in the mouth. You do this thing in a circle. And then you get together on reach across the table and punch it right in the mouth, friggin' Eve. You know what I mean? That was fun. Open up all of our presents, which usually were gauze and Band-Aids and ice packs. It was beautiful, man. I thought it was lovely. I mean, now it's gotten a little too commercial. You know what I mean? It has. It's not like it used to. The spirit has gone right out of it, you know? Black Eye Friday. Come on. Boxing Day, that's where Boxing Day actually came from.